Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately due to the uncanny ability for Spankwagon Radio to literally fuck everything we do up, we join this week's podcast, Already in Progress.
Girl will be probably sitting next to me because you don't want to stick two guys next to each other because that's kind of gay. So if she's
sitting
next
to me...
Nothing, homo twins. We're kind of compressed on this side over here. Nice, cute. So if we get one caller tonight, I'll fire up the camera and I'll log on to the Justin TV
Speaking
channel.
Of, well, you're going to be cameraman tonight
for
a lot of things. So, and next week, by the way, again, with Lexi Sexton, since you're our main production guy.
We will be firing up the Justin TV site next week as well for a live show. So you'll be able to not only listen, but you'll be able to view live what's going on. Unlike the LV Rocks cam, which I like.
It's static.
It's just stills. This
the
is going to be
the Justin TV site. See, this is how Spankwagon rolls, right? You come to the show,
Justin
you find
TV.
Out shit that you don't fucking know.
Dude, remember when he did the 24 hours?
It's the
that's what
it's
going to
be.
Live
it's going to be
live.
It's going to be. It's going to be an episode of Spankwagon TV, basically.
So, but if we get one phone call tonight, I'll fire up the Justin TV channel, and we'll have Mega Boobs' tits on cam because she's going to be sitting next to me.
Yeah,
we're going to need a phone call for that though, because I'm not doing it if we don't get a phone call.
Call, motherfuckers!
All right. So, another way though, again, the phone number 1-866-587-6257. Also, we want you guys to join the chat room. We've got an IRC chat room up and running for you. All you have to do is click on the SWR chat room link. Brings up the chat room. You can talk with us live. Also, I got the webcam. You kind of got the webcam taken care of. So we got the chat room, got the phone. All you got to do is join in, and we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you on the phone. We want to see you writing shit. We need a little bit of interaction. We love the interaction.
You download my shit, man?
He's downloading
You know what? I have your, what is this, Popeye's chicken order right here? What is this?
Dude, what is that? Like, wait, no. Look at it. Let me know what this is.
Dude,
I know what this is.
It's track numbers, but.
Dude, no, it isn't. You know what this is?
Is it Al-Qaeda code?
Dice.
It's Al-Qaeda.
Dice.
You were throwing dice.
No.
I was throwing
He's
dice.
He's riding it.
Look at it. And you're down. You're down a lot of money, dude.
It's that Al-Qaeda code. They're writing the squiggles and the dots. We know that's
squiggles
no,
and dots.
No, George.
What the
George,
fuck is that language?
George. It's for our freedoms.
George.
Yeah.
That's math.
No, that's them squiggles and them dots. That's how you know it's
George,
in Paris.
George. Do I have to get Robodick?
They hate our
Do I have to get Robodick?
So, now, look. It's okay to disagree with the president.
I have
it's okay to disagree with the president, but I got to tell you, you're being unpatriotic and you're emboldening our enemies.
Emboldened?
You're emboldening our enemies, and I don't appreciate it.
Now, with that, George.
You have to understand me. Now, we are losing a war.
George,
and we are
fighting
against
You know what? I got to get some intelligence here.
The hate is for our freedoms.
Dick is a killer. 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 Dick is a killer.
Murph, get back! Murph, get back here!
Kiss my ass.
Dick, I need your help, dude.
I'm sorry, guys. He got away from us. He thought he had the Play-Doh with the Lincoln Logs, and next thing you know, he's on the phone. I completely apologize for that one.
Okay, you know what? I just wanted to make sure because Robodick, you know, we always trust Robodick Cheney to help us out in times of need, and this is a time of need.
It's something unfortunate. We have to do it every once in a while. We have sedated him. We put some Thorazine inside of his favorite Mama chocolate chip cookies, and he'll be out like a light here in just a minute.
Okay.
We used to just give him Coke, but...
Wait. Drinking kind or powdered kind?
Oh, come on now.
Was it covered in a pretzel?
I'm a Republican. Who are we kidding?
Powdered kind. Hey, by the way, let me ask you that question. How come the American laws are written in such a way where crack cocaine will get you 25 years in jail, but manslaughter will only get you 3?
Oh, that's quite simple. Manslaughter is something that's usually thought out that requires brain cells, you know, like a Nobel laureate would use. Crack cocaine is usually something you would find in the more lower class areas, some of the more urban areas of the environment. So that would mean that, of course, we have to lock them away.
So
makes sense.
So, Mr. Vice President, sir.
Please, Toby, don't listen.
Now,
he listens to the show.
Feel free to call me Dick.
Let me ask you a question. Now, Consolita's right, whatever the fuck her name is. Chicken wing rice.
Hold on just a sec here now. This is rather indicative of your people. You can't even get the woman's name right. It's Condoleezza. Or as we like to call her around here, Mama Connie.
Well, it's kind of understandable.
We had to call her Mama Connie because Aunt Jemima was unfortunately just a little too impersonal.
And copyrighted.
Do you think we really give a good goddamn about copyright?
Good point.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Like last week, we were going to take a Mickey Mouse face and put it on a nuclear bomb, but unfortunately, Walt did give quite a bit of money to taking out the Jews, so we couldn't do that right away.
Oh.
So, now, she has disappeared totally, absolutely, 100% from the news.
She disappeared from the news, but we keep her around. Who do you think cleans the bathrooms in the Oval Office?
Ah!
Let me go get her now. Mama Condi, come on over here. Yeah, that's... Jesus Christ, someone get the chicken away from her.
All right.
How can the Secretary of State have watermelon in her mouth and be talking to Putin at the same time? I don't understand it.
So how you feel? Are you just biting at the... Or what the fuck? I can't even think of the term. Are you happy that World War III is coming?
Oh, World War III is coming, please. I've been financing it since the early 80s. Where are we coming? I'm very happy. It's going to take Halliburton stock through the roof, and it'll help us to fight our terrorist... I'm sorry. Hold on. I have a hard time saying that with a straight face. It's going to help us... Hold on. Hey, Remy, come on over here. You got to hear this. I'm going to try and say this with a straight face. World War III will help us fight off our terrorist enemies because anything we do at this point that doesn't directly impact terrorism only hopes to embolden our enemies. I'm sorry, I couldn't hit. Couldn't do it, Robert. Yeah, you're $5. I know.
All right, Robotic, you know what? We appreciate your time. Thanks for taking care of George. Uh-oh. Did the line drop?
Robo Dick Cheney just
the line dropped.
Robo Dick Cheney just came and Consolidated Rice's mouth.
Oh my! The line finally dropped. I don't believe it. This is awesome.
Dick is a killer. 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 Dick is a killer.
What? Oh, damn it! You know what? This is great. You know what? We switched the lines here in the studio to AT&T. This is awesome.
We got drop calls.
All right,
shit.
Well, we're done with them.
Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer. Dick. Fuck yourself. Kiss my ass. Dick is a killer. 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 Dick is a killer.
Is he gone?
He's gone.
He
Welcome back.
Me.
I know he does.
He's an evil you know what? Man.
But it was better than arguing.
He's like Emperor Palpatine with less charisma.
Nice. No, you know what? I had to get rid of Georgie, so we had to get RoboDick out here.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Georgie I can deal with. The guy just looks like a happy chimp, but Dick, dude, that guy's evil.
I know.
I swear to God, as soon as he's done with this, the next thing he does is move on to finding Sarah Connor.
He's the best he's the best vice president the United States has ever had.
How do you figure?
Because that's the only name I remember of all our vice presidents.
Oh, come on, Al Gore. George Bush.
He's a great vice president. He ensures that no one will ever, ever, ever try to assassinate George Bush.
Exactly.
That's absolutely the best.
That's what makes it the best.
So what we're going to do here is cut to a quick break. Murph, you've got some music from the Decaf archive.
Yeah, stretch. I need to fix this.
A matter of fact, this is especially for all the guests who laughed about this CD. How many times have you mentioned it on the show now? About three times now.
Every time.
So now you
every
get a,
time
now you
can.
Get a taste of it.
You do realize that the man in the studio is blacker than you.
Plays death metal.
He plays death metal, and he's still blacker than you thanks to this CD.
I know, that's fucked up. I'm pissed about that.
Oh, you can go ahead and be pissed. All right, so we got the CD, and this is the one that Murphy's always making fun of you. I thought he said it was stuck in your car CD player. So was this a duplicate, or is this something off of your computer?
No, this is actually from the car. I fucking unattached it from the player.
Oh, Jesus. I'm surprised it isn't scratched all to hell then.
Oh, it's a little bit, but I licked it off. I rubbed it on Mega Boob's tits and it took all the paint off.
Unless it was cold. If it was cold, then it would put scratches and grooves in it. You know. All right, Murph, have we stretched enough?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
It'll be a short break.
Oh, dear. All right. We'll be back in a little bit. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spunk fucking radio.
We'll be back. What the fuck?
I'll take your black card now.
This isn't your car.
You realize I'm replacing you in the black community, right?
Perfect strangers, man.
Oh, just turn off the mics. I can't do this.
It's like a car accident where the guy's head got ran over. And he was driving.
Dude, this is...
I'm not even turning on his mic so he can't defend his shit.
Dude, this is too Caucasian for even me.
Okay.
What is this?
Okay, the first part... This is Highway to Heaven. Okay, the first part of the songs are not that good. The second part, you'll like the second part. They're the more up-to-beat songs.
All right, so we stopped at track 19. I'm sorry. I have to do something right now to even this out a little bit.
You got to jump to the...
No, I'm sorry.
You've got to change. Do drastic.
Jump to the 20s.
Yeah, we got to do it. I got to do it. There's no other way around it. What the hell's my drink?
What the hell's this song?
I had to do it, dude. Hey, wait a minute. I forgot.
Oh, no.
We have a girl in the studio.
Oh, God.
So how you doing?
What's up, baby?
I'm impressed.
So white girl.
A little queered out sitting next to him, but I'm impressed.
I guess it gotta be white girl. Hey,
man. Because you fucking are.
That's
not
good.
Well, because say, hey, black girl.
Wait, what the fuck?
Say, hey, Italian girl.
Yeah, you gotta get it right.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, get it right.
Not mine.
Is that studio?
Is that fucking weird?
Yeah, we get that fucking every
what
show.
Is that?
I don't know.
Hold on. That's not me.
Is it that phone?
No, every phone's on the hook. I'm not worried about it anymore. Here, let me just busy out all the lines.
There's a phone somewhere off the hook. Oh, well. Anyway. Wow.
So, how you doing tonight, baby? You looking all fine over there with your big old black man looking at me.
Wait, what?
Wow. Trying to make sure that I don't say nothing to get you.
Wait a minute, what?
You already have.
That's what I said. He's like,
because you already have. Because you already have a cast on your arm.
Whistle.
Oh, you have a cast on your arm.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you.
You got to talk into the microphone. Murph is playing instructions.
Could you get up on that like it's a giant black cock, please?
Oh.
Because when you.
Once again.
And we all know it's not the first time you've had one that close.
Oh.
See, the first time you were safe, but now you're just a target.
That's why our teeth are so white.
Wow.
You like that
nigga. Before we continue with any other jokes, I have to bag on you guys. That's real.
Okay.
So the last time when I listened to you guys on the internet, I was expecting Usher and Boomer and the Nudge. And I walk in, I get the leftovers of the Lords of the Rings. But it's cool because, you know, I fit in just well with you guys. It's pretty cool.
Chris, what are you doing?
Dude, I'm, like, trying to find dude's site. And, again, the whitest black man I know has Gary Jules on his website.
Hey, in the chat room, we got Krillin.
Uh-oh.
So in the chat room, all right.
That's my nigga.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I still want to ask Curly how my nut tastes from last show. You know, he blew me behind his car last week.
Hey.
Man, he was on his knees. He was guzzling, too. He was like.
Man, if that was the case, man, he had to work real hard, man.
I was like, goddamn, nigga, that's my nut sack. He's like, you don't need it.
He's right. You really don't.
You really don't.
Come to my glasses.
Oh, man. Come on.
Oh, that ain't right.
Did you really want to start this East Coast, West Coast shit, dude? <'Cause laughs> I ain't Tupac, and you're not Biggie Smalls, all right, bro? We're going down. It's going to hurt. Did I just say Tupac? Great.
Tupac, yes.
Why did I be?
Tupac Shaker.
I need that guy, that Tupac Shaker.
Tupac Shaker.
That's me.
Oh, for sure.
Wow. All right, so you want to rip on us a little?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
Let's hear it.
It's cool because, honestly, you guys are real cool guys. From the jump, so I appreciate. Hey, you can sleep all you want. Hey, man, you can sleep all you want, but your hairline's running away from your forehead. So, say what you want to say. I ain't blowing you after the show. It is what it is.
Some people have a forehead.
He's
Decaf does have a 5'7" head. So
he's sitting there like, ah, oh shit, forehead.
I thought only girls get piercings in their eyelids.
Oh
boy, here we go.
How do you know, man? You only get close to Jessica sometimes, so it's all real.
Sometimes,
she has
not that close.
But she has piercings. In
I've seen piercings in other places. You just seen places, so it's all real.
It's all right.
Not on me. I see that look I just got.
God damn it!
Not on me. I knew the next question was going to be take off your pants.
Oh wow.
It's not really a question. It's more like a serving suggestion.
It's like a speed limit sign.
How pierced are you?
What? Are you just no. I love it when people get text messages in the middle of the show and nobody else knows what they're talking about. So, yeah, all right, dude. What's up, bro? So, tell us about the band, because I got to tell you, I am really intrigued by this.
Band actually has two black members, if you want to be real about it. Yes, sir.
Sweet.
Got a DJ and everything.
They're twins.
Hey, watch that. No.
Are you saying they all look alike?
Oh! Hey! Oh! Hey, on real status, we are the only black stereotype that's actually real. We don't even have the same parents, and we look just alike.
Sweet.
I looked at him, I was like, wait a minute. Mom! But, yeah, we're a pretty heavy group. Been in Vegas for about 2 years now.
Okay.
Be 2 years in February.
What's the name of the group?
The name of the group is called DEM.
What does it stand for?
Death in Motion.
Death in Motion.
Yeah. It's actually a little deeper than it sounds. It sounds a little scary, but it's actually about a lot of friends that we actually lost. And we actually lost a couple friends in the past couple months. Jason.
Couple months.
Yeah, Jason. Jason McNillis, he was a drummer for the band Cornerstone out here. He passed away in a car accident. Mm. And our bassist now, Sean, he used to be in a band called See-Through. And his old singer ended up taking his life recently. Mm. And I just want to give a big shout out to Jason McNillis and Marcel Coldequit for one. So, yeah, that's pretty much us, man. We're just trying to get big in Vegas.
So what do you do in the band?
I am the singer.
Oh, cool. Sweet.
Yes, sir.
So you do the...
Well, Murph, do you have the...
I do have a couple clips up, but before we play it, I want to kind of... So, you know, when you walked in, you said, so you're in a metal band, and you said, well, actually, it's a horror band. So what would be the difference for some of our less in-tuned listeners? What's really the difference between the two?
The difference is actually no difference, because we're still a rock band. We still got heavy music. We just don't like to be like everybody else. We're not trying to fit in. We're just trying to be us. And the horror metal kind of stems from...
Fit into what? Is that a category of horror metal bands?
No,
there's a lot of them out there?
No, that's just us. We're just trying to be us. We're just trying to be real.
But you said try to fit in to a bunch of other...
No, we're not trying to fit in.
I know, but that's what I mean. Fit into...
Fit into like the stereotype of a metal band, pretty much. All screaming and no singing. Oh, okay. Or like try to get thrown in that hardcore category where you have the stupid fans that want to kick punch girls and everything. So we're not
what's
really
wrong
with
that?
Oh, wow.
Nothing unless they don't know you.
No, nigga, the name's called a pimp named Slickback. Gotta say the whole thing.
You know, it's funny. There are a lot of bands in Vegas. There are a lot of metal bands, and it's kind of funny how, you know, it almost seems formulaic in how they do things. And, you know, we've been to a couple of shows. We've had some live shows with some bands playing with us, and the things that they've done, it really does break down to, oh, okay, we're seeing this bit again. So, I mean, having a horror band really does kind of set you guys apart. So what exactly makes you a horror band?
The look, for one, we're all kind of diverse, but a couple of the guys, bless you, by the way, our DJ and our guitarist pretty much take it out where they have the latex paint, have some... spitting blood. I don't know what you're doing.
She's trying to masturbate her.
Excited over there.
And now we know where the cast came from.
Put the microphone back on the stand.
She's trying to stick it between her tits, and I don't really understand what's going on.
But
we want to watch.
But yeah, we pretty much have the whole aspect. We incorporate a lot of samples from different horror movies. Pretty much trying to do our own thing.
So how did you guys decide to do this? Did you get together one day and say, we're going to do our horror band, or you guys from different bands that came together, or what's
that? Yeah, actually, that's what happened. I want to kind of claim myself a thief when it comes to this. Me and the drummer were in a band called Beyond Theory from the jump. We left that band, and before we were even out of that band, Sean was in See-Through, our bassist. Their band disbanded. He called us to see if we wanted to get a little side project going on. So when we left, we called Sean, for one, to see if he was still down, and he was all for it. And then I heard about a band called Malevolence. We played a couple songs with our guitarist before I was even in the band. And he's the first person that came to mind when it came to the guitarist, because he was just so raw with his style. I called him. He was all for it. And then we just had a practice one day in a warehouse. And that's where our first song, that's actually on there, or our second song that's on there, but our first song made was Every Which Way. We made that in 15 minutes.
Now that's what I like to hear. He said 15 minutes. Yeah. Fucking call it a track.
I'm not gonna lie.
Are we gonna edit it or no? Fucking just call it a track.
Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
because the Mexicans are coming to the school about to fucking wear out this shit. It's like Vamanos. He's like, oh man, okay, 15 minutes.
Move, negro. Move, negro.
Pichimayate.
So how long have you guys been together then?
February will be our second year together.
That's very cool.
And I mean, we've had Billy's Kid, we've had Tank, we've had a couple of other bands in here. Where do you guys usually perform at?
We were actually the residential band for Cheyenne Saloon. We were pretty much playing there every weekend.
Wait. You actually played at the Cheyenne Saloon?
Oh yeah.
Hey. And they didn't go nuts.
Yeah, they. Oh, you mean like nuts as in they liked us, or
nuts as in get the hell out of here?
No,
I've seen all kinds of acts just get shot
just
out
get
of that
launched
place.
Out of science,
oh
yeah,
yeah, man, they're pretty strict, but they show us nothing but love when we come down there. They actually.
How often do you perform?
We've been having a show every weekend.
Nice.
Just keep on bringing you back, yeah. And shit. They call you the like
not at Cheyenne, but like in general.
Oh, okay.
We haven't been playing Cheyenne. We played Cheyenne on Tuesday for the Bodog Battle of Bands. But we're going to be back there November 24th, I believe, if I can talk everybody into doing it. But October 24th is our next time we're going to be playing at Cheyenne Saloon. But we've been playing Jillian's a lot, and we're actually playing Jillian's next Friday. Slanted Clam, big up to
Slanted Clam.
Love
yeah,
those guys.
You should have. I had the same face you had when I heard that. I was like, Slanted Clam. So any truth to that rumor? I'm just saying. I ain't saying what I'm saying.
You know, live on the air, we often talk about this stuff, but live on the air, I just had a thought. Spankwagon Radio presents Dim, Give Them Hell, Take, Billy's Kid, One Show, One Night.
Yeah, but first you got to get Take back together.
Take's back together.
I didn't hear about that.
So they called up each other and kissed up and shit.
I don't know what happened. Take got back together. They had a show in Boulder City not too long ago. Yeah, John went to Tennessee and got knee surgery and came back.
Oh, really?
So okay. And they were supposed to have a show this week, but the venue canceled. So I don't know. Just a thought in the head, you know.
Hey, yeah. We're willing to play with anybody. So. No doubt.
Keep that thought.
That sounds like the job.
When they come in town, their reunion tour.
Yeah, see, you're stretching it. You're stretching it a little
no,
bit.
No. That'd be great. You know, you open for them, do the show, and as an encore, you rape them all on stage.
Get a little gore on there. Yeah, that'll work. But before we
fuck the makeup, get the costumes.
I call this move the Mike Myers. Michael Myers.
This is my Indian deathlock. But before I go on, I want to make a comment on what y'all said before about me being a big ass nigga for one.
Yeah, that was Decaf said that.
I heard you guys before I walked in. It's like, we need to count this money before the juggernaut. I'm a juggernaut, bitch. So, I just want to get that straight. I am not that big. I am not that scary. You can talk to me. It's all good.
No, dude, you are a big and scary dude. I gotta tell you. Now, show them what I was talking about on the
floor.
You
know it's going to take a car when you leave.
Now, is that
it is a tattoo.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, this is
not scarification.
Scarification.
All right.
That was a good way to say it. I'm going to start saying that now. Bring tattoos, no, I have scarification.
Bring genocide
that's
in here.
That's hotter.
Bring genocide.
Genocide has that. Genocide does that.
Genocide. You would be fucking scared of genocide.
Okay. Oh, is that real?
Big 7'2" bitch, right? And she's huge. Fire breather, swallow swords, covered in tattoos, and she's got a chest full of stars.
Oh, wait a minute. Long black hair?
Yeah.
Black or red?
Fire breather. I think she works at Slanted Clam now. She does
Jen O'Side. She does some stuff there, yeah. She works all over now.
Yeah. I just saw her at Ren Faire, actually. So.
Probably.
Yeah. And we didn't. That was so bad.
Was I there?
Yeah, you were there. That was the
were you in a wench costume?
No.
Dude, okay, so we went to the Ren Faire. Wait.
Oh, God.
We went to the Ren Faire last
we
week.
Really have to tell this story.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we went.
Woo!
Walk around.
Okay, hold on. First off, let's just
Murphy dressed up.
Represent.
We're not pedophiles, and none of us are teachers that have been arrested. But oh, my God.
Dude, okay, 17-year-old chick there.
Well, hold on. No.
Why the fuck you had to call?
Hold on. Let's take it back.
Go for it.
Okay, so we're watching the juggler guy, Adam Reed, who's there every year, and it's the guy with the big long hat who makes all the cock and ball jokes. I mean, he's really funny, and
yeah.
He pulls this girl up to the front, and she's in this impossibly short skirt, and
it barely covered her ass,
and tits that you'd be jealous of. in this tiny little tube top, and every 3 seconds it's hitching it up.
17.
She's sitting there, and he says, come on up here, help me out with this, and he is just molesting her right there. Just, oh, yeah, he's all over her. It's lecherous, and goddamn, I have to applaud him. Those are some good moves. And so he's like, all right, sweetie, how old are you? She says, 17. He says, sit down. 17 years old.
Dressing like that.
Were they real?
Body like a
God,
porn
you'd
star.
Hope so. You'd hope so.
I'd go to jail for a piece of that ass.
No, you go to jail just to be able to put your face in her dress and go.
Is it like they'd be like, so Murphy, are you guilty or not guilty?
I'm gonna hold up a picture and it's justified.
Is that I'm guilty, motherfucker? I fucked this shit out that bitch, and that ass is nice. The judge is like, hey man, I cut your sentence. You hook me up. I'll give you $6. You give me a piece of that ass.
Yeah, give me your phone number.
I do a 3-month stretch for a piece, but I ain't gonna lie.
And then there was the other chick that was at the little bow and arrow thing. Another one.
Someone wore their Halloween costume to the Ren Fair. The little tiny Alice in Wonderland.
Wonder Slam.
Black with pink ribbons and a pink pirate costume. And I'm like, wait for it. So she reaches down to pick up an arrow. The panties match the rest of the costume. Black and pink stripes with a pirate logo on the back.
Nice.
That's amazing.
Did you buy a wench?
No.
No?
I have one at home.
Where was I playing Madden 08 and shit?
Probably.
Star Wars. Who's the bigger nerd?
Little Star Wars figurines. I know how it is.
But you don't know. Wow, dude, you're like 0 for 9 tonight, bro. Yeah, you're losing, man.
Over what?
Where's this sharp wit?
What sharp wit?
Yeah, that's right.
He's a cat got your tongue.
It went down with this.
Yes, it did.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
A conversation with himself. What do you mean it blew up the Death Star? With what? What the hell is an aluminum falcon?
that bit is funny.
All right, do we got some music?
Yeah, we got the rest of the decaf shit, but...
Well, we got to get rid of his shit, so we got to find... His music.
Hey man, you guys asked for
Okay, so of these three, which one should we play?
First one, the heaviest track would be Every Which Way.
Alright, and that's the one you guys wrote in 15 minutes.
Technically we got the skeleton 16. Of it. Yeah, we got the skeleton of the song in 15 minutes, but we had to uproot it a little bit as the months went by.
Tweak it a little bit, yeah, but it came after, together.
Yeah, exactly.
So you just lied to us on there.
Oh yeah.
That ain't the first time.
Hey man, we got
everybody lies to us
on there. Last time she was here she said yes.
Oh! Still ain't gotten that ass yet.
Hell, last time she was here, she told us she was a virgin, so.
I know she didn't say that.
Hey!
I'm being real! Excuse
Joe
me.
Joe Rogan, vagina parachute. Okay, anyway.
Well dug in, huh? Still got the forklift outside the door.
Is there like a take a number machine coming out of your ass crack? We told
you 12.
How the fuck am I number 749? We told you last time was a freebie.
I guess you were right.
All right, play
that's
the music.
What she said. Okay, anyway.
Are these people alive or dead?
We don't know.
When there is no more room in hell, the dead, will walk the earth.
I've just been informed that we are going off the air.
Yeah. will come every which way but down.
Okay, anybody else have a giant hard-on right now?
I was just about to say that shit. Wow. Stole my goddamn line.
Dude, okay, number one, it opens up with cuts from Dawn of the Dead. All right, number two, that is some serious fucking hardcore shit right there, and that is going right on the iPod tonight.
Thank you, guys. I
very cool.
That, dude, that's badass. Now, I ask this of a lot of guys. When you hit the stage, do you use throat coat? Or do you just go out there raw?
Yeah, no, I don't. I used throat coat for like a month. That's because I was sick, but... No, I don't use any throat coat.
That's am I lame if I ask what the hell that is?
it's like us. Weird.
It's equal to like a cough drop. If you take a cough drop, it coats your throat. Mm-hmm. But if you have like this spray, it'll coat your throat and you're like
Robitussin.
yeah.
No, that's just for alcoholics.
The only way to really describe it, it's basically a screaming lubricant, which is yeah. When you get hard on the mic like that, yeah, it, exactly. It really gets you. You know, it lets you get. You know, when you scream and yell, lets your you know your throat doesn't get as damaged.
I'm gonna talk about what you guys sound like.
Fuck you, man. So I mean, you obviously
get hard on the microphone.
Shut up.
You get cut your throat.
You can eat my ass, dude. Dude, seriously.
Hey, eat it.
Is
it
marshmallows in it?
Eat it.
No, marshmallows. Find out.
Coconut.
Why is it all gonna be white stuff?
Probably got leftover penis from the M&M's he had last time.
Oh.
Maybe.
Shit, I think I still got peanuts in here.
Oh.
It's all about them nuts.
I'm a big peanut fan. I can't lie, man.
Salted.
I think I went through like four bags when Mark and I went to Disneyland.
Yep, just wanted to suck on those nuts. That's all you do, right?
All
right.
So, I mean, obviously, you've got to be a big horror fan. What's some of your favorite stuff then?
Well, I'm a big fan of the Saws. We
just watched that.
Yeah, we just watched the end of it since somebody didn't
watch. Which one? One, two, or three?
Three. Yeah.
Prepare for four.
We're
next Friday.
Next Friday, yes. That's the precursor to the Jillian show. It's gonna get me all hyped up. So you're gonna see a little more of them on the Jillian show this coming week because it's the weekend before Halloween. Only a couple of us really dress up, but I think we're gonna get a little raw on this show, so
that's cool.
Yeah,
so I mean, is there, I mean, I'm sure you guys are there, who do you have to talk to get licensing rights to clip that audio, or do you just kind of do it and say fuck it and deal with it later?
Hey man, we're on MySpace, we ain't selling shit.
Well, I mean, there's a rule. I mean, you could do so many seconds before you actually have to pay.
Yeah,
so
I can kiss my ass. Honestly, if we have to do that, then we have to do it, but right now we ain't getting paid. So
so when you perform in the bars, it just lets you perform?
Oh, yeah, for real.
Or you just get, say, on the microphone?
Or free booze.
Get free. This nigga out of here!
All right, but you can perform, but you got to stand in the back behind all the white boys on the road, all right?
So 1, 2, 3, that's enough! You fucking up my quota.
So my friend actually has something that he would like me to say to you.
Into
oh,
the microphone.
Shit, here we go.
Into the microphone.
My friend Jason there wants me to tell you, at least my ass is exit only.
So. Does your friend Jason, was he a Boy Scout or something and I'm not aware of?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
He's just yeah.
Jason, does Jason know me at all? Is he my proctologist? Has he been in my ass? Hey, tell your friend Jason there in his little text message. It takes a real brave man to text it to a girl to say it for him versus calling the 1-800 number.
He said he can't call. He can't call.
Oh, he can text. Jason.
But he can text.
What, is he out of minutes?
Hey, for future information, them can make jokes because they're funny. we're not kidding jokes for the text phone.
it's easy for people to be brave. Texting a message to a girl and having her say it versus actually calling up. And there have only been a handful of people that have actually dared pick up the phone
and actually yell at you. Hold on. 1-866 LV rocks. 1-866-587-6257.
Oh, I want to see if you can say it in Spanish.
Help
me. Say the number in Spanish.
United Kingdom number. How many numbers?
1-866. You see the numbers.
You do it.
No, I already did it. You got to
do it with me.
I'm doing it with you.
Jesus,
I've been wanting to do it with you for a while.
Here. Wait. I can do it. 1-0-8-0-6-0-6-0.
Thank you, farm boy.
Thank you. Jesus Christ.
Do it.
Okay. 1-8-6-5-8-7-6-2-5-7.
Now, when a Spanish dude calls in, we're still not going to be able to talk to him.
Hola.
Like, oh, you guys.
Hola,
say.
Dude.
¿Cómo se llama?
¿Dónde está tu madre? Anyway.
Está bien.
Okay, stop. All
right, so I tell you what, let's play Horrible, because that's the other track you were talking about.
Yes, sir.
All right, so let's play Horrible, and
if you can guess where this movie track comes from, I'll give you $1 out of my pocket.
I was going to take this opportunity to pee. All right,
it's real quick. If you don't understand, right,
all right, here we go. All right, so Horrible and the band is Dim, and what's the MySpace?
Oh wow, yeah, you have to scroll down a little bit, sir. I don't. I know how to get to it. I don't know how to.
We'll link to it on our page. We'll link to it on our front page there. All right, so let me go ahead and play it, and here we go.
Jesus Christ!
Not quite. If I didn't see, the same as I. Appetite sated, desire indulged. A miniature of the world, a paradise of comforts. Enjoyed the girl.
Yes.
So die.
Take away.
down everything close to me. You run away. Away from everything you don't believe. So now I cry.
Holy crap. For those of you, right before the break, dude, what do we call you?
Oh, my real name?
What do you want to be called?
Like,
everybody has a name.
Always said is the name, Mr. T.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You wanted me to do what before
okay,
I got
okay,
here?
Okay, okay.
No, we back.
Wait. I love you.
The gloves are off.
Wait a minute.
Why she got the cast on?
Hold on. This is. Hey, yeah, she tried to. She did.
Oh, no.
Her mic's off.
On real status, she wanted to play fight with me one day. And I'm tickling her because I don't hit women. I may be black, but I do not strike women. No matter what a pimp named Slickback says, I do not strike women. And she gives me the biggest right cross to my face.
Jesus.
Yeah, and I was like, I felt hurt. Like, it hurt. I was hurt. I was like emotionally traumatized.
He needs a hug, man.
I just looked at her. I was like, oh, I'm done. I had to go sit out. I was like, oh, wow.
Could you look at me with that contact wedged up in your eye?
Oh, and she kicked me in the eye. She what? Bruce Lee kicked me in
from behind.
Yeah, like she's sitting
like
down.
Like Resident Evil style.
I'm behind her, and she kicks over her head into my eye.
Weird.
I'm telling you, dude.
I usually have to pay for that kind of attention.
You think that he would
I'll call her a
learn
slut.
His lesson the first time when he got kicked in the eye, but no, he didn't. So
you started shit with me. That's a daily situation.
That's the story with the wrist.
Whatever's whatever.
Uh-huh. He's got a hard face.
Uh-huh. I still
think he has a hard head too.
Downtown. So now, before those of you who are listening, I don't know. Were we on the air when you said that?
What was that?
Challenging me if I could. Yeah.
Yes.
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 And I sat there and I listened to it and I called it. It's Hellraiser.
And you still got your piston, too.
And I still got my piston. And I got my dollar.
You doing?
You took a dollar from a starving artist.
He bet me, though.
Hey, man, I had Taco Bell earlier. I'm good. Thank you, though.
I got peanuts. I'm happy. Oh, starving artist. Wow. I'm a starving artist.
Wait a minute. Did you lose a rib to eat that? What's going on with that?
All hell. Now comes the moral question. Do I fire back, or do I just let it breeze
by? Oh,
by
the way, my name is Wes, by the way.
Wes. Yes. All right.
In the band, we all have nicknames, and my nickname would be Beast, and that goes off of me being a big nigga, like you guys said.
Beast.
Actually, he's a furry. He just dressed up as blue fur.
He loves your fur at home, brother. Yeah, you can put that shit on night.
Furry.
They call me the Beast. Get his hair ready.
Got the whole Teen Wolf going.
See,
on
that's
here.
The thing. She was playing Wolverine.
Oh,
now comes the joke that. Only Mark's going to get, well, I'll just call you Dr. Hank McCoy.
Oh, there you go. Every geek's going to get that one.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
I may look menacing to some people, but I am a geek at heart. I watch wrestling, ECW. Thank you very
much.
He
plays with a figurine.
Thank you very much.
The soon-to-be-canceled ECW.
Fuck you. It's coming back.
You love it.
That shit is garbage.
I'm sorry. Right. The only ECW I watch is the history of ECW on 24/7. Where it's actually worth watching because it's the real thing. This shit on TV, I'm sorry, no.
But Viscera, on WWE 24/7, they even cut out all the metal that they had in there. So it's yep. like,
well, they don't want to pay. Heart. They don't want to pay that the royalties.
What fucking royalties they need to pay, man? They had it before, so why can't they just throw it in there?
Because it's a different company. It's a different company playing it back.
And now it's all licensing and shit.
Yeah.
I think the first time I ever heard Slipknot was in an ECW show.
Really?
Yep.
That was the first time, actually. This band that was supposed to play here Monday, Prong. I don't know if you guys ever heard of them.
No.
But Justin Credible used to come out to his song. And that was the first time I actually heard of them. And I didn't even know who they were. I was like, who the hell's Prong? And then Josh, our manager, Figzilla, he's like, yeah, they come out with that song, Snap Your Fingers, Snap Your Neck. I was like, Justin Credible, ECW. I'm a freak about that. So.
Nice, dude. So all right. What the hell's going on over there? Just
nah.
Writing shit.
Sprank by the radio.
A question. This was a question.
Oh, this question? I can do that. Hold on.
Hey, what does it say?
Don't read it yet.
No, don't read it yet because she has to do the article later.
All right. Okay. So, yeah, because we actually do get to news once in a while here, and I guess she just grabbed one of the articles and wanted to do it for herself.
No.
Yes, she did. She.
Oh, you were told.
She gave me a right cross, and then she kicked me in the side eye. Stop doing this fucking article.
Okay. And give me your lunch money.
You know you're going to get that.
Now, I think we've teased these guys long enough. Do you want to turn the cam on? Oh, the cam is on.
I've had the cam on the whole time.
All right, dude. I thought it was off.
Yeah, open your fucking eyes.
Thanks for that, assholes.
Hater.
What is this? Are we texting?
Everybody's phones are going off.
My phone just lit up.
Blowing up.
Do I have to teach you how all to right, talk
why don't we go ahead? We need to take a real legitimate break.
Teach me.
So, wow.
Do you have anything on there, or do you want me
shut
to
shut the fuck up? I'm watching this.
Watch him.
I don't want to watch him.
He's teaching me how to get on the microphone like it's a giant black cock.
And I'm enjoying watching you get on the microphone like it's a giant black cock. I mean, what the hell?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. All right.
That's it. I'm just going to play some music.
I got it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Spank Wagon Radio. We'll be back in just a bit. We don't call us, fuckers. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Want to hear from somebody.
Okay, what I was asking was...
Hey,
Fucking music, motherfucker! Yeah! It's that motherfucking time again. I'm Big Daddy Decaf, and this is The Darker Perspective. Can you believe this white, old, cracker, dirty-looking motherfucker? Look at this motherfucker! This motherfucker look like he lived about 16 centuries and shit. This motherfucker, what's his name? God, I don't know. What's his name? Cracker. James Cracker Ass Watson. Friday. Then this motherfucker's a Nobel Prize winner and shit. He went on and said, get this shit. Inherently. Yeah, I can read motherfuckers. I know what you're thinking. Inherently. Gloomy about the prospect of Africa because all of our social policies are based on the fact that their intelligence is the same as ours, whereas all the tests says it's not reality. So he called my black ass dumb. Motherfucker, I know I'm dumb. You have to fucking tell me and shit. Now, this motherfucker, see, what I think will happen is, I think this motherfucker got Alzheimer's and shit, right? This old cracker motherfucker got his Alzheimer's and then he got his memory back and he remembered he was a racist motherfucker and shit. He's like, why am I shaking these niggers' hands and why do I feel like I have to fit in? These niggers are fucking dumb. My studies show this in 62 and it's just still the same because O.J. Simpson and Isaiah Thomas and all the other dumb nigger shit that niggers do. Well, fuck you, cracker. You old motherfucker. They suspended his prize and shit. Why you be suspended? How you suspend a Nobel winner? I mean, how you suspend the prize? Take the motherfucker and show it up his cracker ass. That's how you do it. You don't fucking suspend it. Well, you're going to say, okay, well, we're going to wait for the niggers to get quiet. We're going to wait for them to mellow down. And we're going to give you back. We're just going to suspend it. We're going to give it back to you. Don't worry. I mean, the niggers are not going to get it. Come on now, buddy. Fuck that shit. And this motherfucker is old as shit. He's dead.
I'm sorry. Did you notice he kind of looks like Don Imus?
Nappy-headed, cracker-ass motherfucker. I don't got the October. Man, fuck this shit, man. I can't read. But anyway, this is the Darker Perspective. This has been Big Daddy Decaf, and we're going to bring this up, open discussion. We're going to talk about it around the table and all that kind of shit. We're going to get the crackers' point of view. We're going to get this big-ass black nigga's point of view. And we're going to get everybody's motherfucking point of view, even my point of view. Yeah, you're going to get my point of view too, goddammit.
Hey, Trench.
Yeah.
Do you have the... No, not you, DK.
Yeah. Do you have the I'm still kind of pumped up. Hey, hold on. Let me
do you have a clock over there? I just need to check my alt timers.
Okay.
Wow. Proven.
Oh, the white woman got a big heart.
Wow.
That was a heck of an interview.
I love handing those articles to DeKalb and just... watching that little vein in his forehead start to pop out.
Motherfucker here, man. I can't say nothing. Every time I see his face, all I see is some old dead motherfucker. I can't say anything else. I can't even focus on that shit.
Well, he raises an interesting point.
Oh yeah, we go from motherfucker son of a. Well, he raises a very interesting point.
Excuse me. Both of us are seated next to large black gentlemen, so I suggest you shut the fuck up.
Wu-Tang!
What are you going to hide behind? The breasts at the end here?
I'm going to hide right in front of those. No, am I going to hide behind? Well, unless the ass is as good as the breast.
It's not.
Stand up, turn around.
James L. gives it a C+ for trying.
Oh. I've looked at it before, but
got no acid all syndrome.
Yeah, I know.
That girl got no dumpler.
I already told you that shit, too? Damn.
You did. What'd you use that line on a lot of women, huh? Damn, girl, you got.
I thought they're a lot of white bitches.
See, baby, you got no ass, but that's okay. I can help you with it. Come on over here. Take them pants down.
It's a fried chicken. Bend over.
Somebody get that bro some cornbread.
So, okay. Yeah, what's his name? What's this other than
Watson, actually, yeah. Nobel laureate biologist James Watson.
And he's a biologist, too.
Yeah, biologist.
Wow. Okay, so the guy shot his mouth off and said something really dumb.
Oh, I didn't get to that. He apologized.
He can apologize all he wants. Yeah. It doesn't change the fact it came out of his mouth and wound up on the front page of CNN.
Nobel laureate biologist James Watson was suspended Friday from his longtime post at a research laboratory and canceled his planned British book tour after controversial comments that black people are not as intelligent as white people. Watson has apologized for the controversial remarks. He failed to appear at a book signing at a London bookshop on Friday. And organizers planned Sunday, blah, 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 bailed on that shit, too.
Wow. Okay, so the guy's like, what, 62?
79.
Dude, he was a plantation owner.
Okay, so I was going to say, it could just be that he's remembering the good old days.
I told you he got his memory back and shit, didn't I? Damn.
Watson, 79, American who won the 62 Nobel Prize for his role in discovering the double helix structure of DNA.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he's a biggie.
Oh, no.
Apologized Thursday for his remarks, but not before London Science Museum canceled his talk.
Wow.
Hey, can you dumb that down for the niggas in the room?
That little twirly thing they show in movies. To show how people are changing that thing. All right.
That thing that was in Resident Evil.
Yeah,
yeah. Jurassic Park. There you go. Wow. So this guy came out and said that he doesn't. Well, I don't know if he doesn't feel or I can't. How from a biological standpoint can you flat out say that? And that makes no sense.
I want to know how many people in America actually been to Africa. You want to be real about it? I know no black people were
Angelina
Africa.
Jolie. Well,
but that's because she was adopting kids,
well,
you know?
Well, I'm not going to go on a Louis Farrakhan. I think I did a Louis
Farrakhan. Here we go. Yeah, you've done a Louis Farrakhan.
I did a Louis Farrakhan. I can't go on a hill about, we all going to go back to Africa. Jeez. Y'all black asses go first. Yeah, right. I'll say on my gold toilet and take a shit. Watch you.
I'm going to catch me to Lago just so I can stay in America.
Eating bean pie.
So, I could go to Africa by HDTV. Oh shit, look at the jungle.
Niggas ain't got no cable light going down there.
Oh my god.
Y'all need to get a restroom before I go down fucking with y'all in Africa. Shitting in pots and shit.
I gotta go to Mozambique. They got a Popeyes down there.
All right, man, go and say what you mean.
Oh, I know. I'm trying to pull anything decent out of this article, but basically what this guy said was, you know, he's saying, biologically speaking, black guys are nowhere near as smart as white guys, so why are we allowing them to have laws that match a white guy's law? I mean, that's what he's saying. That's exactly what he's saying. So right there, he's developing apartheid. He's developing segregation, racism, everything, all in one fucking sentence.
And he's spoken like a true biologist.
And also, here's the other thing on that, too. That's the kind of mentality that really does bring apart the I almost
he's trying to dumb it up.
Shut up, farm boy. Have some corn. No, it's the kind of mentality that brings around the white guilt that Democrats have. We have to look after the black people because they can't really look after themselves, and they're
All government thinks we can't look after ourselves.
They're not really ready for a real, you know, civilized society, and it's kind of a shame that there's a real feeling. In democratic laws, and I'm a Democrat, and there's a real feeling in Democrat proposed laws that they have to take care of black people.
We have to take care of our fellow Negro.
Hey, I gotta be real about it. I probably wouldn't even have my job if I wasn't for affirmative action, so I'm good.
That same reason we have decaf.
Why y'all got no black people in your motherfucking show? All right, man. How much you pay? We don't pay shit.
You do realize if the Carey sisters break up and we can get one of them, you're pretty much out of a job because one of them will fit both of the minority quotients that we need.
And they're hot. Don't forget that.
Yeah. So, I mean, you have the, stupid white guy saying that, but really, what would bring an idiot to say that? Not to mention out loud, but what would bring an idiot to say that?
And after all these years, I guess he said, fuck it, I've been wanting to say this shit since 62, I'm about to die, I'm going to say this shit now.
And I just won $1.5 million, I might as well get this shit out.
No, he won it in 62.
He won it in 62,
so he probably got like $10.50.
That's why I said, how the fuck you suspend something the motherfucker got in 62?
Hey, if you want to be real about it, I ain't trying to defend this crazy ass white man, but we all are racist if you want to be real about it.
Yeah.
We all talk shit about the Mexicans. We all talk shit about the Asians. We all talk shit about ourselves. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
And I think everybody in this room can agree that white women are just fucked.
What were you doing in a corner?
Everybody.
Trying to turn into Taco Bell is like, okay. That's why you took the Spanish class.
That's right. That's what I just said.
So you can tell how to pull the dick out of Spanish.
In their own language rather than mine. They'll just look at me like,
take El Caco out of, goddammit, you just can't understand me. If only there was something I do where I could get my point across. No, don't come in my ass. God damn it.
Hasta el culo. The culo. No.
This is not a cream pie video. I did not sign up for this.
No.
Oh, my God. So Stutz is in here. The guy is old, very old, but he said stuff like this before. He works at the same place that worked on eugenics. So whatever eugenics is.
Wow.
Don't know what that is.
I'm not smart.
Basically, Stutz, who is like the resident I never get laid Uber geek.
Excuse me. That guy gets laid more than you do.
Okay. I never get laid unless I got 20 in my pocket Uber geek.
20?
Are you that cheap?
No.
Okay. She's like, man, I'm charging too low.
No.
People get $20?
I need to jack these gas prices.
No, that was at 20. That's all?
I heard there's a place you can go where you can see a strange girl's pussy for $1.
The golden banana. I just heard about that.
The golden banana.
What the fuck?
All naked, all nude men. Yeah.
You know they're all gay.
And you know we're all guys.
Yeah, it's a lot of penis that isn't attracted to you. Unless you've got a really hairy ass and no breasts. We've got a friend who works at Chippendales. Yeah, if you don't have a cock between your legs, they don't want to see you naked.
Hmm. Unfortunately.
But I can still go see them naked.
Yeah, but what's the point?
That's the point.
But if you can't
this
go home,
the same
home,
women activist right. That said,
okay, as someone who has taken a stripper club? Home, yeah, as someone who's taken a stripper home, there is a chance for that in the male version of it.
What happened once the drugs wore off?
Wow.
I woke up and my kidney was missing.
Oh. Stitt says Honolulu changes a man. Matt.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
All right, so, yeah, basically, so this guy said this shit before, so this is nothing new, but now we just finally know about it.
Thanks to CNN's 24-hour news network.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. And then, you know,
Big Daddy Decaf.
And Big Daddy Decaf.
Yeah.
We're going to have to wipe down that side of the counter, man. You were going off.
All right. You know, you're speaking about the Democrat politics and shit.
Yes.
This past week, what was it? They wanted to... Oh, I forgot.
It was the telecommunication, new telecommunication.
Basically, the new role of a Democrat in America is to roll over and say, whatever you want, Georgia, here's my asshole, fuck it.
Yeah, especially if you're, I don't know, Harry Reid.
Exactly. What basically the government's trying to do right now is pass a bunch of laws. One big law in particular says that the telephone companies can get complete and absolute retroactive immunity and proactive immunity from spying on Americans.
So well, that means if the FISA laws get rewritten and we turn around and, you know, when the Republicans lose control of everything and the Democrats take over in 08, in theory, we'd be able to turn around and go after the companies that used Bush's illegal wiretapping plan, and we could go after them. This bill gives them immunity so that they can't be gone after in civil or criminal actions. Yeah, and since AT&T was listening to our phone calls before 9/11, it's not like it really helped after.
Exactly.
So now there's this really neat Senate rule that says all it takes is one senator. One senator to stand up and go, yeah, no, I don't like that bill. We're going to hold off on that.
Yep.
And they have to. And Chris Dodd is that guy.
Democrat for what state? Do we know?
Was it Wisconsin?
Was it Wisconsin? I don't think it's Wisconsin. But anyhow, Chris Dodd basically said, no, you know what? I don't like this bill. I'm going to hold on it. Well, what happens
Iowa,
is he puts
I
a...
Think. He might, no, he's well, not he Iowa, might have been in Iowa, yeah.
Yeah, but he put a hold on the bill. So basically what he's saying is this is a jacked up law.
Yeah. Usually after the name, they have the little D and then they have where he's from.
Not right. When it's in the picture in big font.
Quit hating.
Stop snitching!
So what is it?
Hold on.
We have to stretch for time.
Yeah, it looks like Iowa, bro.
Boozled.
Starts in Iowa.
Oh, okay.
In the Indiana? What the fuck?
Is it Africa? I'll take Africa for
yeah,
five.
Hold on just a second.
Was that the 51st
state? Excuse me, paging the dumb cunt at the end of the line? Yeah, Chris Dodd would be the senator from Connecticut. Thank
right,
you.
Right.
All right, so basically he's put a hold on this. He's saying, no, this bill is wrong. This shouldn't go through. Now what's happening?
Now what's happening is Nancy Pelosi and No Balls Breed are saying, you know what? That little hold
That's our senator.
That little hold you put on that bill, yeah, we're going to just go ahead and skip that.
Yeah, so basically the senator, I mean, a Democratic senator saying, no, we want to give this retroactive immunity and this proactive immunity to the telecoms or to AT&T and all that group.
So they don't lose their lobbying money.
Exactly. It's all it is. Here yet again, we're being screwed.
They're going to violate the rules of the Senate, which honestly are more important than any rule governing the president. And they're just going to go ahead and violate that because they don't want to make enemies out of the telecoms.
Which I really love that fact, considering these are supposed to be our elected representatives in Senate, you know, and saying, okay, you're here for us. Well, right here is a prime example where they're not. They're for the money. They're for the special interest groups, the lobbyists, you know, everybody else but the people who voted for them.
Well, I mean, without the lobbyists and without that, I mean, Harry wouldn't be in fucking office. So, I mean, you have to, you know, as a politician, and the thing is, everybody knows that they're going to shake hands and do whatever, you know,
shake
bend over.
Hands.
Yeah, for whoever put them in office. So, I mean, it's nothing new. There's nothing shocking, and they're going to get away with it, and everything's, you know, and we're going to get fucked over once again as citizens, period. So.
So, you know, we just go ahead and just let it happen. Because what happens if this, you know, something worse? This is going to keep going on and on and on again. And I'm really disappointed in the Democratic Party overall because they're rolling over on everything. Everything and anything.
They had the opportunity to change a lot of things. And I think one of the big signs of what was to come was when Pelosi said she wouldn't even entertain a conversation about impeaching Bush.
But yet he's at 24% for favorability rating right now. Which is actually less than what Bill Clinton was when they
forgetting
impeached
his
him for getting his dick sucked. So Bill Clinton get
God
his dick
Bill
sucked,
Clinton.
Still be super popular and get impeached, but fail. And here we have a president who's spying on us, lying to us, starting World War III, and we're going, here you go, George.
It's okay.
Thanks.
Hey,
just keep my gas prices low.
The money
low.
Situation is a factor here. If you want to sit there and say, oh, Bush is going to be doing this and now we're not going to do anything about it, you got to take in consideration how much money he's putting in for them to keep their mouth shut.
Yeah.
So,
and then special interest groups, lobbying groups. I mean, look at.
Not saying I know anything, right. So don't try to knock me off.
Oh, we know nothing either.
But,
you know, I mean,
Bush called you up. now Spank Wagon's trying to bring us down now. You got to make sure we put some money in your pocket, go on their show, and tell them that Bush is okay.
them set niggas tried to put me on blast on the radio. We need to take care of this situation post haste.
Do you really think that guy can come up with the term post-haste?
We need to go up there right now.
I need to go, and we need to take care of this immediately. Post-tato.
They're emboldening our enemies.
I am the decider.
She hasn't said anything since I've called her dumb cunt. Wow, I'm sorry. Sweet. Come on now.
She's still trying to figure out what you said.
I meant it. I meant it affectionately.
And he's still trying to figure out how to spell it.
Oh. Wait a minute. Were you trying to say niggas can't read?
Just him.
Oh, okay.
No, just know about
that. That's what James wants to say.
Hey, just according to biology. Just,
yeah, yeah. According to the old
according
white
to the dude that
shit.
Figured out DNA.
Now, the large breast down at the end of the counter, she does have something in front of her that I think does bear speaking about.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bare breasts, what?
Let's talk about
bare breasts.
Bare breasts, please.
It would be me
you,
getting this
in the microphone.
Could you that squeeze your arms together just a little when you just
wow.
hold them out like that?
Okay. First, I got to ask here, out of you four, who was breastfed? None? None of y'all?
I
none
have
of
no
y'all?
Idea. I didn't ask.
I don't have that
hey, Mom. Hey, Mom. Hey, Mom. Did I suck your titties, Mom? Because I want to know. I mean, I got
to
know.
Actually, wait. Don't you go to that fetish place?
Before. I'm sorry?
Don't you go to a fetish place for that?
Wow.
No, you can.
Still breastfed?
Hey, the milk boys got to eat, right?
Well, the reason why I ask, and I must say, it's mums, not moms. This is not American, but that don't want to diss.
Wait, now you're hating
here.
The British.
Not hating, not hating.
He's British, you realize.
Just a little wait, worried, wait. Not hating.
Do you realize he is British?
Bad and teeth I realize that he's still getting breastfed, too, so...
So
point Reuben.
He loves his mom.
His mom.
His mom. Mom.
There
his
is
mom.
Nothing wrong with a nice set of Hooters.
Let me just read this. The boobs of happy mums can put other women in mood for sex and spark wild fantasies. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Oh, wait. Got to backtrack on this last article. Random chatter here basically said, how the fuck does everybody hate Bush when his bitch ass got reelected? You're right. We all didn't hate him when he got reelected. But that group of people that reelected him have changed their minds.
Oh, I have a real easy answer on how he got reelected.
I see that. Diebold.
Diebold.
All right, sorry. We'll go forward again.
You're good.
Talk about your tits. I mean, the tits story.
The tits.
You can talk about your tits, too.
Okay.
Are they
anyway.
Are they could you do this?
Are they what?
At that furry? Article now.
If we got a trampoline, could you just finish the story from that?
It's officially turning
I think I need
show.
To turn the heat up in here.
Homegirl here.
No, Miss cold.
McClintock, which is a very fitting last name.
McClintock?
McClintock.
Clintock.
Clintock?
Clintock.
Clintock. Clintock. Clintock.
She did a little study here where she smelled basically the lactating pads from pregnant women.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Just a moment.
Okay, I got this idea. We are going to go to women who are pregnant. We are going we are going to rub pads on their titties and shove them in other women's faces.
And smell them.
Wolfgang, there's only one way we can do this.
What can we do?
We make a British woman do it.
Oh, that is cute.
Well, they did find something now that might help you pour out because I know y'all need it. But it
once
increases
again,
sexual desire and fantasy.
Really?
Yes. It says here, who were exposed to the smells experienced a 24% increase in sexual desire and 17% increase in fantasies.
So in other words, tea milk makes you horny.
Yes.
Makes a woman horny.
No, makes man. A woman horny.
Okay.
It is the woman's.
You're in luck!
Viagra, basically.
Which would explain why pregnant women always want to get laid.
You know, yeah, if they're like...
That's about right.
So
what, what do you girls do? You wait for one to get pregnant, you guys like bring cups and shit.
Hey, hook it up!
Just like, hook it up!
God, hook it up. I need to get fucked!
Wait, it's like a beer tap.
Hook a gas mask right to the nipple. Honey, you just keep smelling that till you're ready for anal.
I had to give her that motorboat to get her excited.
Wow.
Motorboat, son of a bitch. I'm ready to go. Let's do this.
Nice.
So, baby, keep smelling this till the proposition of a three-way won't make you hit me.
Wait, no, even better. Pregnant chick for the three-way.
No, that's just wrong.
Your wife's going to be pregnant soon.
Yeah, she's,
well, she's pregnant,
pregnant
now.
Soon. What is it, like preempt? Yeah, I'm going to get her knocked up soon. No, she's pregnant now. But
there
yeah,
you go.
No.
It'll come in like a twin pack Viagra and breast pads. Over the counter. No prescription necessary. That's just a little weird to me. I don't know. McClintock.
Clink clock. Decaf, say it.
In the microphone. You have to talk in the microphone.
Nice.
What? All right.
Go on. No.
What?
You can say,
what?
You can say that
do
too.
It.
We need a banana. We need one.
Basically,
stat.
That's it.
Frozen.
So I'm wondering if breastfed babies have a higher sexual desire.
Huh.
Does it work that way?
I don't know.
Yeah. Formula or breast milk? Let's do a poll. have to do a survey.
Yeah, I see. I don't know what I was fed with, so I can't say. So
yeah, I don't know what I was fed
but
with.
But does it only work in women?
I know.
Does
I was
it work in men?
Judging by the size of my ass, I was fed with cheeseburgers. So
I was like, open your mouth. His first meal was a McDonald's 99-cent menu. Like, was, I can't afford formula, and you ain't
well, wait. Back in the 70s, all they had was a 99-cent menu.
Mama put a nipple on the Thanksgiving turkey. He was done.
So, in that case, were you breastfed? Or do you know?
No, I wasn't actually. Nice. I wasn't.
So, is this something that girls would tell girls, but a woman wouldn't out tell their son?
I don't know. I guess
would you
ask
son?
Your mom. I would tell him. Be like, yeah or no. Whatever.
You'd be like, yes. I mean, no.
I don't know. You got to think, because now you can think, like, save my little girl from being all freaky and formula.
Why?
Yeah, but here's the problem.
Like, you know how moms and dads are, like, my pure little innocent child.
Yeah, those are called denial. Yeah.
Wes, do you have any kids?
No, sir.
See, now there's a level.
And I'm 22, so that's kind of a...
That's good.
So far, so good.
He's fighting the clock on that one. There's a mentality that goes in. You know, when a girl's sucking your cock, and I kind of have a weird thing when she looks at it, because you're looking in her eyes, and you're like, oh, this is great, this is awesome, and all of a sudden you're looking through the windows of the soul, and you're seeing her father's hopes and dreams for her. And...
Wait a minute.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, it's because I have a kid now, and it's
I'm sorry.
As soon as you have a... Yeah, so
does your wife breastfeed?
She well, I mean, they're both 11 and 5, so if there's...
Did she breastfeed?
I don't know. I'll have to ask.
You might want to ask, according to this.
Yeah, see,
you might want to... Hey, you know, they're giving away birth control to middle schoolers.
Oh, yeah, that's
another
thing.
Oh, I heard about that.
About that?
Segway. Look at this, she's doing segways already? We don't even do segways.
This breast pad... Little fiasco here is causing up a stir.
See, I don't know how I'd feel about someone walking up to my 11-year-old who's in middle school and saying,
right?
Here's some birth control pills.
But how would you feel about your 11-year-old getting knocked up?
Right.
Well, first off, I'd feel...
Kick her down the stairs.
Yeah, that's
solve
nothing,
that problem.
That's nothing that a
you
two-story...
You blame your wife for breastfeeding her, right?
They'd be like, Dad, but Dad, you got my friend pregnant. Shut the fuck up. Dude, I say not
to
do
in court. I am in no way, shape, or form.
Were you in Thailand?
The concept and
twirly face. It kind
of
looks
exactly.
familiar.
The concept and theory of my little girl even dating. I don't even want to say having sex. The concept and theory of that has me to a point where I get violent about it. I can't even.
Daddy's little girl.
I feel really bad.
Okay,
for
but you
poor
said that
son of a bitch who comes over for that first date.
I remember. I remember one time guns. Being down on the strip. And there was a chick walking in front, she, you know, one of the escorts, and I say air quotes because you all know they're just prostitutes,
hookers.
Tattooed right in the tramp stamp stuff. Tramp stamped, daddy's little girl.
Nice.
So I'm like, some dude's, you know, doing
how
her doggy
style. How good is that guy?
Reading.
Pulls out and comes on it. Oh, how awesome is that? Here,
daddy's little girl.
Make sure you tell daddy about this.
Hey, what was that that senator's name?
Dodd. The one that
Craig
stopped. Craig Dodd.
Craig Dodd?
No. Oh, the one that was tapped on the counter?
No, yeah.
Oh, Craig.
Nobel Prize dude.
Oh.
That's not a senator.
The
that's
biologist.
Oh, that's James Watson.
James Watson?
Yeah, James Watson.
That wasn't his daughter, was it?
Because I got a lot of
great-granddaughter.
His ass is, if James Watson's 79, his daughter's going to be like 50.
Hey,
yeah,
that's
okay.
Hey.
You know some freaky 50-year-old women too?
I know
hell yeah,
some
dude.
Freaky
yeah.
people and their breast pads and there you go. That's enough said.
So do you feel that kids should get birth control at age 11?
Hell no.
I am sick of these 14-year-old little girls getting knocked up. That is all I got to
that's
say.
That's real status though.
You know
I'm
what?
I'm not going to say
babies
that
having babies having babies having babies. I'm sick of it.
I'm not going to say that I agree with the pill. Fact that they should be having sex. That's not the case. But if you're more worried about her having sex and her getting pregnant, you gotta reevaluate some things. Like,
then the question is, if you were 11 as a boy,
hey, he'd be hitting
and
it.
An 11-year-old girl came up to you in your class and said, "Oh, come back and let's."
Wait. She's gonna look like a goddamn 11-year-old boy. She takes off her shirt.
But I mean, at 11,
you don't know the difference.
You don't know the difference. And
yeah, what do you think that 17-year-old brother we saw at the Ren Fair looked like at 11?
And you have your brother like all day. Your older brother like, "Oh man, pussy's so good, man. What till you get older?" He's like, "I want some pussy now." Right? And then you go, you hit the shit. The bitch is pregnant. Next thing you know, you're like, "Oh fuck."
She should have been on birth control.
Yeah.
And not
no, you know what? You know what? You know what? My this one, I got to throw squarely back into the parents. Where the fuck were the parents? How the fuck do your junior high kids get that much time to do that much trouble?
Because they're doing it in class. We They're doing it in school.
Yeah, they're doing it in school. Remember, they busted. They found condoms and shit all in the lockers and the libraries.
Bending
everywhere.
Each other over on the desk.
Again, again, where are these adults? Yeah. What are they doing?
Okay, if you're
watching.
They're having sex. What do you think?
In the teacher's lounge, right.
This is where
the
janitors
think
the teacher's fucking the baby.
This is
where
it's up to
get theirs, man. It's
or they're doing the kids.
This is where it's up to the well, yeah. This is where it's up to the parent. You really have to discuss this with your child, and you have to be. This is a general problem with America. Children don't fear their parents.
No, they
I
don't.
Was terrified of my father.
I still am.
Okay, I got a true fucking story. So terrified of my dad that if the belt came off or if the wooden spoon came out, he didn't have to touch. He could be in the other room. I was in tears because I knew my ass is going to be sore for a long time.
You've seen it in my house. Nothing straightens my kids and my pets up faster than the sound of a belt clearing belt. My kids are running. They are hiding. Dogs are fleeing.
Crying dogs.
And I can count the number of times I've actually spanked my children with a belt on one hand. And out of 6 and 11, yeah, that's dogs.
Them up, huh?
The dogs, it's like, you know, 20 or 30.
Is that because you can count it on one hand? Because you can count all the welts that are on your hand?
All it takes is, okay, it's like this. How many of you have ever stuck like a penny or a paperclip in a light socket?
My brother did that.
How many times?
Once.
That's right.
The electricity in the whole house went out, too. We still got it all. Slipped a half dollar in between a socket and a plug.
Yeah. Oh, sweet.
Everything started flickering. My mom grabbed a wooden, like, something to run in there because she thought he was being electrocuted. He saw her with that and started bawling, thought he was going to get an ass beating. It was
yeah. Crazy. I mean, that's the way it is. That's the way it is.
If you whoop your children once for something they've earned it and they've deserved it for, you whoop them once, that's all it takes.
Prime example of that. Me and my brothers fighting over the phone. You know, we're like, oh, da 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 da. And
no, I want to call my father. No, I want to call my father.
You don't even know who your daddy is.
That's what we both start call white girls. But we're like 14. Dude. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, I got to fit the status quo. So it was like 14. We're both fighting, and we knocked my mom over, right?
Oh, shit.
But it just happened that day. My mom was laying down carpet on the floor, right? So they had slivers of carpet.
Oh.
And my brother, I missed it. My brother got the tail end of that carpet. It went, wha-ta, right? I did this. I said, here, man, you earned it. they're going to fall, man.
You know, actually, it was my stepbrother and I. My stepbrother and I used to fight, like cats and dogs. I mean, just fist fights all over the place. And there was one time we were fighting in the living room like a Christmas morning. The Christmas trees just swaying because we were like hitting it. My stepmom comes up behind us, grabs us both, not you know, the scruffier neck, and she just pulls us through the house, throws us downstairs.
Throws you downstairs.
Throws us down to the basement. She says,
realized you were boys, not girls, right?
She said, whichever one of you fuckers walks upstairs.
She said, fuckers?
I'm beating up. I'm like, fuck no! Because my dad worked for the railroad, so he'd be gone like 3 or 4 days at a time. So she had to just, you know, fucking put on the combat boots and
he went out for cigarettes and just never came back.
Yeah, that's it. My ass, yeah, I was constantly beaten as a child.
If a parent takes the time to educate their child and, again, creates that fear, you really don't have that much stuff to worry about. I mean, if you pay attention to what your kids are doing.
Right.
I still can't cuss in front of my mom. I slipped up the other day. I think I said bastard. I was talking about Bush on the phone with her. I said bastard. She went, mm-hmm. Oh, she did. She didn't say nothing. I was like, oh, fuck. I'm getting my ass beat when I go over to their house next time.
Yeah, my mom yelled at me at the last Jillian show for cussing on stage.
She was talking to me. She was like, my son just pulled that boy's hair. He's grounded. I was like, oh, I love you.
I got off stage. She's like, you do know you're getting a whooping, right? I was like,
But there's, you know, we have that fear, and that fear is respect. And you don't get that with kids because, I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't know who to blame.
Child Protective Services.
No, you know who you blame.
You can't your hand on
you
the
kid. No.
You can't.
You can't leave a mark.
No. You can't leave a mark.
It doesn't take a lot of physical intimidation or fear. It doesn't take a lot of that to discipline your children. You know, you don't have to go on some off the wall brutal fucking. Okay,
right.
All you can.
Yeah, seriously.
All you can.
Show this bitch my flash.
That's it. That's it, Johnny. You've misbehaved. Get over here. I'm putting you in the crippler crossface. Whoops. Maybe that was an ill time. It doesn't wow. take that.
Too soon. Too soon.
If you spend time with your kids and you don't use a television as a babysitter and a training tool,
you learn a lot of TV theme songs.
Yeah. If you know what your kids are into and if you're dealing with your children, then it's
pay attention
it's
to them.
Exactly.
Yeah, like
exactly.
you say, just, you know what?
And it's hard. It is hard.
If you do want to have them learn by the TV, at least let them watch Boy Meets World. Thank you.
Boy Meets World. Wow.
Dude, I used to beat off like beat off to Topanga like a monkey in a zoo. Dude, that girl was hot. Holy shit.
You used to beat off to Vicky a Small Wonder.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, creep out of where there are websites out there that are dedicated. To that show just for that reason. Like,
that show's coming back. They're doing a new version of Small Wonder.
Oh, God.
What?
Yep.
It'll be on your next version of Soundtrack.
Get out the loop, boys. Vicky the Robot's back.
Can you fuck it?
Wait, it's an upgrade.
Nice. We got any other quickies we can do?
Here's one. This is a fun one. The RIAA. Those bastards are going. Now they've had their wonderful win against the lying, kind of shady story with the mother. Their $200,000 victory.
Even though they could never actually prove the music was on her computer?
Well, they actually were able to prove it. They also proved her erasing the hard drive.
Oh, okay.
But she kind of fucked this one up. It was so bad where all the agencies, you know, like the EFF and those guys wanted to fight for her. And then they realized how stupid she was. So they all said, well, talk to you later. The RIAA, and this is more hardcore geek stuff, but they're actually trying to sue Usenet. Now, for those of you guys who don't know what Usenet is, basically it was the internet before the internet. It was message boards before message boards. Back in the late 70s, early 80s, the Usenet was developed as a peer-to-peer...
Not even
peer-to-peer. It was a messaging system. It was basically you leave messages, you talk to people, and it was conversation threads. Well, over the years, it actually evolved into being able to host files and hold files and things like that.
Okay, now wait a minute. That really wasn't a great idea because one song was in 750 individual zip files that you had to download, unzip, and piece back together.
Yes, but there are so many programs to do that.
Yeah, well, now.
Now, but the RIAA
PK
basically...
unzipping a DOS window, hoping that I got everything right.
In order. Oh. So basically what they're saying is there's one particular site, Usenet.com, which advertises the fact that you can do whatever you want online on Usenet through us for free. We don't keep records. You can do anything and any file transfer. So basically what they're saying, without saying, is you can use us to steal music. The problem
music,
is...
Music, movies, software, and more.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I got so much porn from Usenet. I won't lie, dude. There was and Usenet, like, you run it across, you're like, alt.boobies. You know what?
Yeah, you went to the safe ones. Yeah, alt.bestiality. Yeah. Binary photos. Bukake sheep horse fuck. Bukake.
Yeah, they're alt.horse.anal.go.go.go. Yeah, tons of creepy shit on there, but you can get it. Now RIA wants to sue what's basically not a peer-to-peer network, nothing that's actually one place, because all kinds of ISPs, all kinds of services host these files, and they want to be able to try to sue everybody. That's my news.
That's ridiculous.
That's hot.
What's
am
hot?
I allowed to say
oh, my
that
God.
On
it's
radio?
Like the return of Chief. That's hot.
That's hot.
You know, the last guy who was in here saying that all the time, we banished him to Romania.
Yeah, we did.
We're
yeah,
not we did. Lying. That's where he's at now, hunting vampires and making mud huts for prostitutes. Wow. Well, it has been an interesting week, hasn't it? We've you know what? I do. We only
keep
have a
the air
left.
On because her nipples get hard.
Yeah, no shit. She's cutting through that bra.
Keep pulling the sweater on tighter, and it's keep, you know, you're losing something.
We've touched on this a little bit. Trench and I did make a 1-day trip this weekend, or like this week.
This week, yeah.
Trench and I ran off to Disneyland for the day, left our wives and children behind.
And we went to go be the kids.
Something kind of funny happened, though. We rented a car because we didn't really have a car between us that we felt would make it.
Well, no.
And not take $700 in gas.
Because my car could make it, but, oh, my God, it would bankrupt us getting there on gas.
What do you drive?
A PT Cruiser Turbo.
So, yeah, it's a little brutal on the gas.
Horrible on the gas.
We go to Dollar Rent-A-Car, and we get the cheapest car on the lot, basically.
A Caliber.
It's like,
the
okay.
cheapest plus one.
Yeah, it's got good gas mileage. It's not a Kia Rio, so all right.
Yay.
So we stand in line for like 30 minutes, get the car. They're like, would you like to upgrade to
No. It wasn't, would you? She's like, how was she? Do you want the Mustang?
No. Thanks for giving away the story. No, we get there. It's like, we can upgrade you to a Chrysler 300 for another $45 a day. Look, that's twice what we're paying now. Fuck that. So we go, they're like, give us the thing. All right, well, there's a Caliber. So we go downstairs, we're waiting in line, and we're looking across, and I see two Calibers. Oh, no, one Caliber. No,
nope,
oh, shit.
Done.
We may be fucked. She's like, you guys want the Mustang? Sure. 07 Mustang.
For the same price as
same
the Caliber.
Same price
not
as
a
dollar Caliber.
More. Not a dollar more. So
a
we go.
Convertible or?
No.
Hardtop.
Baseline 6-speed or 6-speed. Six cylinder.
V6. So we were a little nervous
get
about
you
the gas.
4 hours, 30 minutes, huh?
Huh?
4 hours, 30 minutes?
No, actually, 4 hours. It was only three. No, if we didn't hit El Cajon, it would have been 3 hours and.
Damn, you did what? 100 well, the whole way there?
I did 90 yeah. to 100 the entire way there.
Well, but there was some nasty traffic coming in there, too.
In the El Cajon, it was.
Yeah, so we're.
I love the freeways, though.
We're sitting there, we're going, okay, well. It's a nicer ride, yeah, but we're going to pay more in gas.
Nah, fuck it.
Nope. From Vegas...
To Vegas to Disneyland, literally.
Three-quarters of a tank of gas.
Yeah, three-fourths of a tank of gas.
Nice. We had a quarter of a tank of gas, a little over half a tank going back. But on the way back, we hit this patch of fog.
Jesus.
You couldn't see more than 6 feet in front of you.
Yep. That'll get you.
Every time.
It sucked.
Dude, the fog was so thick, 6 feet in front of you. I mean, from here to the wall. And that was the color of the fog was the color of the wall. That dark gray, and you couldn't see shit.
It was great. He's freaking out.
Especially the Mustang. Oh, I'd have been...
No, I was... You know what? I'm sitting there going, oh, this sucks. I haven't seen this. You're like, wow, that's some serious fog.
Dude, you're like... I see him reach down, turn on the blinkers.
Oh, he's having his Iowa anal moment.
He was. It was funny though. It was funny. So yeah, we had a 1 day trip to Disneyland, and the drive was sometimes a little more fun than the trip.
Yeah, definitely. But I got
everybody and their mother was at fucking Disneyland on a Monday.
Monday? Who goes to fucking Disneyland on a Monday?
Apparently, us and everybody else.
Who the fuck goes to Disneyland? Yeah. Period. But
us and everyone else. So yeah,
that's
we
white
made
people. We, yeah. That's who.
The only diversity we know
that's
is
Italian
it's a small
people.
World.
Oh, Mickey Mouse.
He's
who?
Mickey Mouse.
What? I don't.
What?
Mickey Mouse.
Matterhorn. Space Mountain. Splash Mountain.
Twin Towers.
Would you like to claim jihad on those? Yeah, would you like to go jihad on those?
Can I have the sheet?
Shit. We're out of time.
Yeah, we're out of time.
Do you have music? Or do I have to do the music?
Can I do a request, please?
Sure.
Little Snake River Conspiracy, if that's possible.
You know what? I would love to, but we have outro music we have to use.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Sorry, dude. No worries. Hey, what?
I didn't know you had it loaded.
I got it loaded right here. Turn that shit off. Yeah, I love the Snake River. He doesn't let me play it often enough.
Right on.
Because he's a bitch like that. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio. I've been Murphy.
I've been Trencher.
Big Daddy Decaf.
With us has been Wes from the band Dim. And what's the MySpace address?
Actually, it was on... yeah, there you go. www.myspace.com/dimlasvegas.
And we will put a link to that up on the front page of the site. Check that stuff out. That's pretty awesome. And do the breasts have names as well, or is there three
you
of you?
You asked that last week.
I did. Did you answer last week?
No, she didn't.
Thing one and thing two.
You can come up. That's old. That's played out. Got to come up with something original.
You don't say anything, so I'm just trying to help you out.
Juggler one, juggler two.
I personally like Space Mountain and the Matterhorn. I wouldn't mind riding it.
Can I get a fast pass?
Exactly.
Wow. I saw that coming.
Guys, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio. Of course, we want to thank the guys that helped us put this on the air.
Oh, we did do mad props, huh?
Mad props, everybody in the room. Mad props.
Mad props.
Okay, so big thanks to the guys here at LV Rocks. Love you for helping us put on the air. Jimmy, see you soon. Flash FM, KC Host Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, Web Mix, classics of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today, and, of course, Nomad Radio Network. Any word from Brad?
Nope, not at all.
Just checking. All right, guys. Again, if we're not live...
You can find us in an archive.
That's right. Podcast.lvrocks.com. You can get the last 2 months' worth of shows, or you can go to our archive on spankwagon.net and get the entire history.
Spankwagon.
Yeah, you can hear Trench getting spanked by a suicide girl.
Me getting whipped.
Yeah, you getting whipped and me shouting at her to call you Toby. We can have a lot of fun with that.
You don't believe it.
It's there. Guys, so again, myspace.com/spankwagon. Be our friends because we're lonely. So lonely.
Next week, don't forget we have Lexi Sexton in and her photographer. So we got porn
and it's
stars.
My birthday show, which is
it's
gonna
a birthday
be great.
Show. Yes, and it'll be 7 years of Spankwagon next week.
You guys mind if I do a shout out?
Go for it.
All right, big shout out to FigZillaMusic.com. Go check us out on that. Cornerstone, my brother's band, check them out. And our boy Son Krillin, Broken In, and Shine.
Yeah, he's Broken In.
All right, guys. Spankwagon Radio has been a Spankwagon production, written and directed by Spankwagon Radio, edited by Spankwagon Radio, and put on the air by me. So, love you all. Retards out.
See ya.
Haters.
Damn it. tomatoes.
You guys, this is awesome.